Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Morgan. This is Sandra Robbins. Can you tell me who you are? I've got this on my bank statement for $59.89. My bank has called me, and I don't know what advanced daily off is.
So the number you're calling, we're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company. I could try to pull up a charge with your zip code and first and last name.
Sandra Robbins.
What was your zip code?
04643.
04643?
Yes.
And could you verify your mailing address?
331 Marshville Road, Harrington, Maine.
Yes, give me one moment. Yes, and it looks like this was for a contest entered for a Dyson vacuum. By entering the contest, you have to be enrolled in our app, ByteSub. You can go ahead and have your entry canceled, and I can give you a confirmation number.
Yeah. And you'll give me back my money?
We can go ahead and void that charge. It'll stop it from pending.
Okay.
So give me one moment, and I can get you that confirmation number.
Okay.
And then I did go ahead and have this account canceled. If you're ready, I can give you the confirmation number.
So I have to have my whole account, my checking account, canceled?
No, we're not the bank.
Oh. So what am I canceling? I don't even know what I'm doing.
There was a contest that was entered for a Dyson vacuum. When you enter that contest, you have to be enrolled in ByteSub. So that cancellation would be for canceling the subscription to ByteSub.
So how do I do that? Because I don't even know that I did this.
I've already canceled the account.
Oh, okay. And what's the confirmation number?
It's C as in cat.
Mm-hmm.
9206614522.
Mm-hmm. So how long before my money is put back into my account?
I avoided the charge to stop it from pending, but if it's already processing your end, it takes 3 to 5 days.
Okay. Thank you.
That's it. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye.